Proclamation number 6341 of 29th of August, 1955. Mediator. Intercession. Leave the care for people's souls to me, but help me where I need you in order to serve me as mediators. It is a great work which still has to be done, for access to people's hearts is mostly barred to me, and since I do not use force, I have to wait until the door of the heart is opened to me. And since this rarely happens by people themselves, every helper is pleasant to me who lets his voice sound instead of mine and demands entrance. How often does the path first have to be paved for me because I don't take over a territory against a person's will which is disputed with me? And how rarely are people found who work for me, who prepare the way for me, who announce my coming and influence their fellow human beings to such an extent that they no longer refuse to open the door for me if I come myself to bring them peace. I know where I am needed, but I also know where I find resistance. And I also know where your help is appropriate, where resistance is to be broken when I myself speak to people through you. You only ever need to do what I inwardly urge you to do, you can carelessly leave it up to me, which means I use. For I know about the adversity of my earthly children. But very often I need you, for people are far more inclined to listen to the words of a fellow human being than to my words, because they don't want to believe that I myself want to and can speak to them. And therefore, in accordance with them, I choose the right means which can be effective but which do not force the person. And if you are concerned about a person's salvation, then only commend him to my love and grace and trust me that I will help as far as possible while respecting his free will. However, the resistance is often still so great that my omnipotence recedes, but that my love especially comes to the fore and tries to influence the person such that the resistance becomes ever less. Thus I have to use various means of education, and I will also always use you where your help is appropriate. But you can trust me without worry. As soon as you intercede for those who still stand apart, who have not yet recognized me correctly, you will also give them strength, and their resistance will decrease through your loving intercession. You can achieve much. And where you don't succeed, obviously, where you don't see any success of your vineyard work, there let go and call upon me myself to take over the work which you don't believe to be able to overcome. No intercession is in vain. And there is always a way where love intervenes. And when a call of love sounds, the door opens by itself. And then I can enter and bring light to the person who still dwells in darkness. Be it on earth or in the spiritual kingdom. Once I find access to the hearts, and once every soul gives up resistance. Amen.